This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The nation is celebrating Parakram Divas today to mark the birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. This year, the Parakram Divas celebration is being organized for the first time at the historic Barabati Fort in Cuttack, the birthplace of one of India's most indomitable leaders, Netaji, for 3 days from today. Remembering Netaji, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated the country's commitment to become the third largest economy in the world by taking inspiration from Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. In his video message on the 128th birth anniversary of Netaji, the Prime Minister said the countrymen must strive to work towards achieving the goal of a developed India.
साथियों, नेताजी ने देश की स्वतंत्रता के लिए आजाद हिंद फौज बनाई. इसमें देश के हर क्षेत्र, हर वर्ग के वीर और वीरांगनाएं शामिल थी. सबकी भाषाएं अलग-अलग थी, लेकिन भावना एक थी. देश की आजादी यही एकजुटता आज विकसित भारत के लिए भी बहुत बड़ी सीख है. तब स्वराज के लिए हमें एक होना था, आज विकसित भारत के लिए हमें एक रहना है.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that there have been no talks with Pakistan on resumption of trade with India. He has clarified that it was Pakistan's administration which made the decisions in 2019 to discontinue trading with India. Speaking to the press in Washington, D.C. yesterday, Dr. Jayashankar reiterated India's long-standing concern regarding the Most Favored Nation or MFN status, which India had extended to Pakistan, but Pakistan did not reciprocate. Campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly is in full swing. Prominent leaders of BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters and seek support in favour of their candidates by conducting road shows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings ahead of the polls. UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will be holding multiple public meetings in Kirari, Karol Bagh and Janakpuri constituencies. MP Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will also be interacting with the public in the Madhepur and Rohini constituencies this evening. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh will campaign in Motinagar and Model Town Assembly constituencies this evening. The Election Commission of India organized a two-day international conference in New Delhi today. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar attended the inaugural session of the conference. Around 30 representatives from 13 election management bodies and international organizations, including the President and CEO of the International Foundation for Electoral Systems and Secretary General of the Association of World Election Bodies, are participating in this conference. The Department of Consumer Affairs has issued notices seeking response from two leading private cab aggregators for charging different prices based on different models of mobiles. Union Consumer Affairs Minister Pralhad Joshi today highlighted about it in a social media post. On the complaints regarding the performance issue in iPhones after the recent software update, Mr. Joshi said that after examining these grievances, the department has issued a notice to Apple through the Central Consumer Protection Authority seeking a response on the matter. Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar has confirmed that the death toll from the Jalgaon Pushpak Express accident has risen to 13, with 10 of the deceased identified so far. The CBI has filed an appeal before the Calcutta High Court seeking death sentence for Sanjoy Roy, who has been sentenced to life imprisonment by a Sialdah court in R.G. Carr Medical College rape and murder case. A sessions court in Kolkata Sialdah had sentenced prime accused Roy to life imprisonment on Monday. Domestic benchmark equity indices ended with modest gains today. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange or Sensex rose 115 points to close at 76,520. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 0.22% to settle at 23,205. And in ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup, defending champions India defeated Sri Lanka by 60 runs in the third and final Group A fixture in Kuala Lumpur today. With their third win on the trot, India also finished Group A on top of the table with 6 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.